We went down there just to visit, and we never thought about the dog. And he got under the car, and he went out there. You know, that dog jumped up and got that child by the ear and just slipped his ear a little bit. Now, it didn't want him because he knew it was strange. It just scared us to death. But, you know, if his ear, he still got a scar on that ear now today, I think.
Oh, that's awful.
It was.
They didn't get rid of that dog.
Well, they did. I think they got rid of him.
Good.
Yeah, I believe they'd call him a buck.
A buck.
Yeah, a buck, or sheep, or a goat.
Or, How about a female sheep? Do you know what they call her?
Well, they call them nannies, don't they, Lucy? Yeah, that'd be a nanny goat.
How about a sheep? What would they call a female sheep?
Well, that'd be a nanny.
That'd be a nanny.
Yeah, the same.
Now, what the stuff
that they have
on
a sheep has on
its back?
Wool.
Now, how about, let's see, a male hog, what would you call
it? A boar.
A boar.
A boar.
A boar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had a male and you didn't want it to grow up to be a boar, what would you have?
You'd have to castrate.
I see.
You see.
Well, what would they call it after it was castrated?
Lucy, what do they call them after the boar's castrated?
Oh, yes.
Well, it seemed like it had another name. But ain't there no way I know when.
A bar?
A bar before they worked on them.
A bar would be before they worked
on
them, I think. Yeah.
I see.
And I just don't know what to remember.
What
we
call a sow.
Yeah, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, the mother.
Mother
would be called a sow. The females would be called a sow.
Well, now how about when a hog is first born, what do they call it?
Pigs.
Until they get up with great big hog, then they call them shoats.
Yeah, they do.
They call shoats.
How about a female before she becomes a mother, what do they call her?
Shoats.
Yeah, it'd be a shoat before they develop into a mother, enough to breed, you know.
How about those stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles. Isn't that what they call, Lucy? Bristles, you know. Like they had one that would fight, you know.
And
turn up them bristles, you know. You don't better climb the fence.
How about those long teeth?
That's tushes.
Now, do you know any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, yeah, I've heard of wild hogs.
Uh-huh.
Down here in the Washita Bottoms where they used to say that. But I think it was just families that had hogs, you know, that would get off and just grow wild, you see. And they'd fight you too now. You'd have to take dogs to catch them or if you got one.
Now, the noise that a calf makes when it's wanting its mother.
She said a calf. It would be a ball.
A
ball. That'd be like crying, you see, a ball. That same as.
I thought you said a calf.
How about the noise that a cow makes at feeding time?
Well, they'll bawl or what they call moo, you know.
Bawl
or a moo.
Now, if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese and all those different things, you'd say you're going to have to go out and feed the
turkeys
or feed the chickens.
If you're talking about all of them together, you'd say you're going to feed the
chickens, you know, whatever was where they'd be all together like that.
You didn't call them fowl, did you?
Well, just sometimes we would.
You'd say
that's what they'd be, fowls, you know.
You
know, in turkeys, they have turkey hens and them big old things, you know, that has them whiskers hang there, you know, they're gobblers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.